Honours? Ned laughed bitterly. In his eyes, yes, she said. And in yours? And in mine, she blazed, angry now. Why couldn't he see? He offers his own son in marriage to our daughter. What else would you call that? Sansa might some day be queen. Her sons could rule from the Wall to the Mountains of Dawn. What's so wrong with that? Gods! Catelyn, Sansa is only 11, Ned said. And Joffrey is... She finished for him. Crown Prince, an heir to the Iron Throne. And I was only 12 when my father promised me to your brother Brandon. That brought a bitter twist to Ned's mouth. Brandon. Yes, Brandon will know what to do. He always did. It was all meant for Brandon. You, Winterfell, everything. He was born to be a king's hand and a father to queens. I never asked for this cup to pass to me. Perhaps not, Catelyn said. But Brandon is dead, and the cup has passed, and you must drink from it, like it or not. Ned turned away from her, back to the night. He stood staring out in the darkness, watching the moon and the stars, perhaps, or perhaps the sentries on the Wall. Catelyn softened then, to see his pain. Eddard Stark had married her in Brandon's place, as custom decreed. But the shadow of his dead brother still lay between them, as did the other, the shadow of the woman he would not name, the woman who had borne him his bastard son.